First guest of the morning is out at the Randwick Trials for Godolphin. Darren Biedman joins us. Darren, it's always a meeting that Godolphin love to support the Hawkesbury standalone.
Yes, definitely. Like, over the years, Godolphin and Daly have supported it. It goes right back to Ted McCabe, you know, back in the Ingham's days, so we like to sort of keep it flowing.
Exactly. What's the trial this morning of Grundeziet and Old North going into this run, the Gold Rush tomorrow? They were both okay in the trial, particularly Old North.
Yeah, no, look, he's come back super. He's just tried a little bit of different gear on him, and he's a bit of a tricky horse to ride, and we thought the 1100 would, you know, suit him nice. They'd go nice and quick, and he's on target for something up north if he pulls up well. He's going very well.
Yeah, he really just bowled along without any pressure at all. What about the other one, Grundeziet?
Look, he trialled very well also. His first up form's good, but all his wins have been at Canterbury. Like, he's had 5 wins, and they've all been at Canterbury, just going through his grade. So, obviously, this is his toughest test to date. But look, you know, he's in fine form. He's drawn well, so he should be able to have a nice cushy run, and you know, he'll be strong late.
The four in the Hawkesbury Gold Cup, going through them, Spectroscope seems to be the one that's just on the rise. He's coming off that wet track, as we know, on Doncaster Day. He's got a perfect barrier tomorrow, Darren.
He has. Look, you know, he's we just kept ticking him over. It was a heavy track, and he drew bat awful in the Doncaster. But his two runs before that, he showed a touch of brilliance and class. And with a nice cushy run, he might be able to perform the same as what he did at Rose Hill.
What about Havana Cooler, the 7-year-old coming back first up at this trip?
Yeah, look, he needs a trip first up like this. He wouldn't need anything shorter. They'd run him off his legs, and with the blinkers on, he's drawn soft. He's got a nice turn of foot, and he's so much better on top of the ground. So if he can have a nice cushy run as well, he'll be in the finish somewhere, hopefully.
Moa's another one that sort of likes that top of the ground, coming off that heavy eight there at Randwick first up. He'll appreciate that tomorrow as well.
He will. Look, he makes his own luck. He puts himself in the right spot, and it's just a matter of pushing the button when required. The other day, he got to the furlong and sort of carried the field up to the furlong. But his condition just told on him over the concluding stages. But he's pulled up well, and he looks, you know, he looks a picture of the horse.
Yeah. And Duke of Valentinois wasn't too bad the other day. Meets a similar sort of Caliville Flyer and the like tomorrow. How do you see him second up?
Look, the gate's the problem, because he can get trucking a little bit. He's the type of horse that just likes a little bit of cover. So, look, the other day, Craig made mention of that if he settled, he probably would have won. He just burned a little bit of gas. But, look, he's up to this grade, and with a little bit of luck in running, you'll be very competitive.
There's lots of other runners, but I know you're busy out there. It's always a big day. Have you got a favourite of those four in the Hawkesbury Gold Cup?
I'd be tossing up between Duca and Spectroscope. If Duca drew where Spectroscope drew, I'd say he'd be the one. But, look, he's still, he's had a long campaign. He's got a lot of residual fitness, Spectroscope. So, look, on top of the ground, I think he'd be, a huge chance.
Yeah, it's a big day for everybody. Hey, Darren, thanks for time. I know you're busy out at the trials. Good stuff for our listeners, mate.
Good. Thanks, Ben.